the enrollment of U.S. minority students in La Escuela Latinoamericana de Medicina has grown from 30 in 2001 to 120 today. In front of a standing room only audience, six students and a graduate described their experience studying medicine in Cuba. Setem Bilesales from Peekskill, New York spoke of the initial diagnostic exam.
And based on the score that you get on this exam, you will either start in a pre-med year or go directly to first year. But I went into the pre-med track. In the first half of the year, I took Spanish courses. And the second half, I reviewed all my basic science courses, but in Spanish. And then I entered into first year.
So what about the culture shock? No problem, says Marco Perez from Washington Heights.
When I went to Cuba, I had friends that told me that they were going to take me prisoner. And if I told people that I was American, people would want to yell at me. And that's one of the things that you learn, that people in Cuba are totally different than what people say in the news. And, you know, I think that that's one of the best parts about this. We not only learn medicine, but we learn how to live in a place that's different, how other people get by with necessities. And it's important to know these things as we become doctors.
The audience wanted to know what is different between Cuban and American medicine. Again, Setem Bilesales.
In Cuba, everything is based on practical skills. They train you to look at the color of the patient's skin, their eyes, what's going on, are they sweating, how do things feel, how does the patient come in. Whereas in the States, you depend more on technology, a lot of the laboratory exams that are run. Cuban doctors are trained to assess things based on the physical exam and the interview with the patient. Doctors have gone to countries that had natural disasters and they've been able to perform exceptional medicine.
But how will graduates adjust if practicing medicine is so different back in the U.S.? Jamal Williams from Flatbush, Brooklyn has a plan.
As the number of students graduating from Elam increase, we'll form our networks and we'll be able to do the things that need to be changed in healthcare, particularly offering low-cost healthcare to those who don't have healthcare, and for pushing for one-payer national healthcare in our government. There are methods that we can learn by which we can adapt, but without losing that Cuban salsa that we've been given.
The IFCO Pastor for Peace Medical Committee membership includes doctors, community activists and educators, and administers the Elam Scholarship Program. Dr. Safa Ahmed, a member, spoke to young people considering this opportunity of a lifetime.
We have to understand, just like the Cuban people understand, that sometimes the victory is not in our generation. The way we approach interviewing and selecting these students reflect changing what's not right, not just in the United States, but globally. We are looking for people who are ready to come back here and do what Obama and the Democrats look like they can't do, and that is reform this healthcare system.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.